This is Nina Lockwood. Welcome to the Inspired Life Formula, Module 4, Exercise 1. The practice that I'm going to be sharing with you here is called The Work and was created by Byron Katie as a result of a life-changing experience in which, as she says, she woke up to reality. After struggling with her emotions for several years, Katie had a realization that it wasn't the events in her life that were causing her suffering. It was the thoughts about her experience that were the actual cause. And when she stopped believing those painful thoughts, her suffering stopped. She realized that whatever is happening in our lives, suffering is optional. It's only when we resist what is with our thoughts, when we argue with reality, that we suffer. And freedom from that suffering comes from questioning those thoughts and discovering the truth for ourselves. This method, the work, is a simple form of questioning your thoughts that requires very little other than an open mind. It has the power to transform your world. So the work consists of four questions that you can ask yourself, followed by what's called a turnaround, in which you ask yourself to consider the opposite of what you initially believed. And if you're really interested in knowing the truth for yourself, of becoming free of reactivity, of living with ease and compassion, the honesty that's required to do this is not going to be hard to muster. I've been to some of Katie's workshops, and she is a living, breathing example of joyful and authentic freedom. Now, Katie recommends that you learn the work by writing down your painful thoughts on paper in the beginning, because the mind is so fast that it can often outsmart and outpace us and come up with justifications and rationalizations and excuses. So taking the time to write down your painful thoughts, which generally appear as judgments, stops the mind in its tracks long enough so that you can clearly see what your thoughts are and apply the four questions without getting distracted. That being said, it's been my experience that once you're familiar with the process, you can stop yourself midstream in a painful moment, and the questions, especially the first two, will just pop into your mind and you see the truth right in front of you. So you don't need to put it down on paper. Now, these are the four questions that you can use whenever you're feeling upset or stressed. Oftentimes, it's easier to start with your beliefs or judgments about other people, what they should or shouldn't do, how they should behave, how they should treat you, things like that. But you can also examine judgments that you have about yourself. And as you come up with a statement about yourself or someone else that you believe is true, you'll start to see that that statement is a judgment, and it's always a variation on the sometimes not so hidden belief that this shouldn't be happening. I shouldn't have to be going through this. It's unfair. And there's often some forgiving or releasing of another person that's needed. The person who you're judging, or even forgiving yourself for holding on to a belief that's making you suffer. Stephen Mitchell, Katie's husband and a scholar and translator of Eastern wisdom teachings, points out that as you begin to look at your judgments of other people and events, you begin to see that everyone and everything outside of you is simply a reflection of your own beliefs. And you, as the narrator of your own story, project your thoughts and opinions and judgments onto the world. So rather than change the world, we can change the mind that creates the world. So let's try this process out. You might want to get a piece of paper, write down your responses to this sample statement, adapt it for your own circumstances, or you can listen and then plug in your own examples. So here we go. Here's the statement. My father never gave me the encouragement I needed. Now, you can substitute anyone else for the protagonist here, your mother, your brothers, your teachers, significant others. And the first question to ask is this statement true? And then just sit with the question, being gentle with yourself and allowing the answer to appear from really that deeper part of you. Take as much time as you need with this question. Pause the recording if you need to. Then the second question is, can you absolutely know that that statement is true? 99.99% of the time, you'll discover the answer is no. Why? Because if you make the effort, you'll find plenty of examples, at least one, that disproves your statement. Even if the world tells you you should believe the stressful thought you just wrote down, even if you have plenty of other examples that prove you're right on an absolute level, you'll realize that you can't know for sure, or you'll find other examples to disprove it. But if you're still convinced that your statement is true, go to the next question. And that third question is, how do you react when you believe that thought? Notice what happens inside you as a result of your thought, or as we've been thinking about it in this module, as a result of your interpretation. And just let all the feelings and the sensations arise, all the names you might use, all the behaviors that you see yourself doing or you have done. And notice as well how you're treating yourself and how that feels. Answering this question shows you just how your stressful thoughts cause pain and suffering, and not just for the person towards whom you're directing your hurt feelings, but to yourself as well. And who needs that? The last question is this. Who would you be, or what would you be like, without that thought? So in our example, the statement was that your father never gave you the encouragement you needed. Imagine if that thought never occurred to you in the first place, or if you never for a moment could believe that your father was capable of withholding encouragement. What would that feel like? What would you feel if you believed your father did encourage you? The world is what it is, and people do what they do. It's only when we object, when we resist, or we think it should be other than what it is that we suffer. But the important thing to realize is that we don't have to suffer. And this last question helps you see who and what your life could be like without that particular objection. And now the final aspect of the work is what's called the turnaround. And you make that turnaround by either rewriting or reframing your statement. So instead of using the person's name that you started with, you use the word I. So in our example, you'd reword it by stating, I should encourage myself. Or you could turn it around a different way by stating, my father has encouraged me. When you do this, it frees you from believing that the world or anyone in it is responsible for your suffering. It also frees you to give yourself permission to stop suffering. So you discover that you're responsible and that you have the power to set yourself free to find peace and happiness and encouragement, no matter what's going on around you or even inside you. Use this exercise to start unraveling your painful thoughts, especially the ones that you brought into this program. Write down your statements, fill in all the painful details, Let yourself judge the heck out of whoever you've been thinking deserves to be brought to task, so you can see where your thoughts have been leading you and how they've been making you feel. And so that you can see that there's another choice available to you. And once this process becomes familiar to you, you won't need to write it down unless it helps you. And sometimes when I have the time, I do find it quite useful to write all of this down so that I can see right in front of my eyes what I've been saying to myself that makes me suffer and keeps me from taking action in my life. So try this out. Use it on your toughest problems, your biggest challenges. Write down your experience, keep it in your journal, and let's compare notes.